Okay, our friends. We are in this season of fall. And lots of months are in this season. Mm-hmm. It's September, October, and November. We call them the brr months. And sometimes they get mixed up. In fact, that's what this book is called, Fall Mixed Up. It was written by Bob Rotzka, and the illustrations are by Chad Cameron. And it's read today by Mommy and... What's your name?
Dagugu.
Dagugu?
Dagugu.
Dagugu. And we hope that you, our friends out there, can keep your months straight. So it goes September, October, November. That's how it's supposed to be. But let's see what this book does. It says fall mixed up. Here we go. Every September, every October, fall fills my senses with scenes to remember. And in the picture, we can see this kid. And I think there's a problem. Because it's not called November. No, it's called November. These months are all messed up. Apples turn orange. Pumpkins turn red. Leaves float up into blue skies overhead. Is that right? No. Apples turn red and pumpkins turn orange. Oh man, what's going on here?
Bears gather nuts. Geese hibernate.
Wait a minute. No, no, no. Geese fly north. Squirrels gather nuts. And bears hibernate, right? But in the picture, friends, this is all kinds of messed up. Because the bears are climbing the trees trying to gather the nuts. Do bears look right hanging up in trees like that? I don't think so.
Squirrels fly south in big figure eights.
Oh, no. Some squirrels can fly long distances. Well, leap. They don't actually fly. But no. No squirrels can actually fly south. That's just silly.
Scarecrows stand guard over candy corn sprouts. Milkweed pods open and monarchs fly out.
Oh, no. None of that's right either. Okay, so monarch butterflies, right? They are going to head south. But they eat the milkweed and they lay their eggs in the milkweed. But no, they don't have candy corn sprouts with them. That's not how that works. There's some problems here.
Touchdowns are hit. Home runs are kicked.
Is that right? No. Touchdowns are touched down. It's when they take the football in when they're playing American football, when they take the football and they put it in the end zone and they touch it down to the end zone, right? Mm-hmm. And a home run is in baseball.
And in the picture, mm-hmm. there's a football player mm-hmm. trying to grab, and he's going to jump on... And he's jumping for the football, and he's about to land right on a baseball player.
And the poor tiny little baseball player is going to get squished by this giant football player. My friends, we do not play football in baseball clothing, nor do we play baseball in football clothing.
Kids leap in great heaping piles of sticks.
Wait a minute. What is wrong with this picture? Do you rake up sticks?
Mm-mm.
What do you rake up?
Leaves.
Yeah, and do you jump in the sticks or do you jump in the leaves?
Jump in the leaves.
Yeah, it's all kinds of crazy. Hats cover hands. Gloves cover ears. Bonfires cool off our fronts and our rears. Well, no, I think a bonfire heats things up, doesn't it? Yeah, and where do you put your hat?
Head.
Yeah, and where do you put your gloves?
Hands.
And your hands. I think you would look very silly if you put your gloves over your ears. I mean, that's what earmuffs are for. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Warm apple syrup, baked maple seeds, and caramel pumpkins taste yummy indeed. Oh, no. Let's try that again, shall we? How about warm maple syrup, right? Mm-hmm. And baked apple seeds? No. Baked pumpkin seeds, right? Have you ever had a baked pumpkin seed? They're yummy. And caramel apples. Uh-huh. Those taste yummy.
Wolves say meow. Black cats say hoo. Horned owls howl at the full moon. How?
I think those are messed up too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the wolves would say how, and the black cats would say
meow,
right? And the owls would say hoo.
Mm-hmm.
They got this all kinds of backwards. Here we go.
Mummies go bats. Vampires ride brooms. Tightly wrapped witches escape from their tombs.
Oh, man. Well, there's nothing right about this at all, right? Because when you read the scary stories, the mummies come out of
tombs,
right? And the vampires are bats, right?
Sorry.
Yeah. And the witches are the ones that are supposed to ride the brooms, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because remember we read Room on the Broom?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Neighbors give stuffing and drumsticks for treats.
Ew. Can you imagine going trick-or-treating and having somebody give you a turkey leg? Here you go, kids. Have a turkey leg.
Ugh.
No, thank you.
Families give thanks for a bounty of sweets.
Oh, my goodness. And in this picture, there's everybody sitting around the Thanksgiving table. And what's on the table? Candy. Plates and plates and plates of candy and lollipops and caramel to apples and cookies and cakes. And no.
And there's the turkey right there.
And the turkey's sitting there enjoying the meal with them. I think that they've got this really wrong, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they do.
Can this be fall? Close, but not quite. Go back and find all the things that aren't right.
Well, we definitely did that as we went. But boy, this was a fun book to look at, wasn't it? If you haven't seen this book yet, you should, because it's got lots of funny stuff in it.
Wait, there's a ghost pilgrim in the last page.
With a fork.
and a corn's on it.
And he's eating some corn on the cob. Oh, my goodness. Friends, this one's a funny one. And it is also
the end.
The end.